KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have partly cloudy skies here in Atlantic, and it's currently 25 degrees. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today with a high around 39. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Creston Police Department reports a traffic stop in the 600 block of Sheldon at around 10 p.m. Wednesday resulted in a man being arrested on assault and other charges. Authorities say 28-year-old Casey Welcher of Afton was arrested on the charges that include interference with official acts, assault on a police officer without injury, criminal mischief in the fifth degree, and driving while barred. Welcher was being held in the Union County Jail on $3,600 bond. And around 3 a.m. today, 20-year-old Joel William Blazik of Creston was arrested at Fremont and New York Streets. Blazik was charged with driving while suspended. He was taken to the Union County Jail and soon thereafter released on bond. Red Oak Police report the arrest Wednesday evening of 46-year-old Eric Stephen Pearson of Carroll. He was taken into custody at around 6:12 p.m. in the 600 block of East Washington Street in Red Oak on a charge of public intoxication. Pearson was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond. Police in Council Bluffs are investigating the armed robbery late last night of a convenience store. Authorities say at around 11 p.m. Wednesday, a black male entered the Quick Shop at 1749 West Broadway. The suspect approached the clerk and displayed a weapon while demanding money. He then left the store in a dark-colored Chevy Malibu with an undisclosed amount of cash. No one was injured during the incident. You can see a still-frame surveillance video image of the suspect in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The suspect is about 5 feet 2 inches tall. He was wearing a black hooded sweatshirt, dark pants, and a surgical mask. Anyone with information about the incident is encouraged to call the Council Bluffs Police Criminal Investigation Division at 712-328-4728 or Crime Stoppers at 712-328-STOP. Police in Red Oak Wednesday night executed a search warrant at 904 North Boundary Street. During their investigation, officers arrested 27-year-old Ozzie Ray Hunter of Red Oak on charges that include unlawful possession of a prescription drug or drugs, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, third offense, possession of a controlled substance, third or greater offense, gathering for use of marijuana, and on three counts of child endangerment. Hunter was taken into custody a little before 11 p.m. and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $2,000. Authorities say additional charges are pending. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office posted on social media Wednesday a statement that read, "Our local DOT officer was very lucky to survive today as she was hit while directing traffic on Interstate 29 while assisting DOT workers." The Iowa State Patrol says at around 2:45 p.m., a Volvo semi registered to a company out of Denver, Colorado, was traveling in the right-hand lane of I-29 southbound near the Exit 1 overpass. A 2015 Chevy Tahoe was also in the right-hand lane traveling south with its driver, 56-year-old Teresa Ann Fox of Ankeny, providing traffic control for a DOT highway repair crew that were conducting pavement patching. The Tahoe was traveling slowly with its emergency rear lights activated and an arrow stick directing traffic to merge left upon approach. The semi, driven by 34-year-old Makalim Rafkat of Hollywood, Florida, failed to merge left and struck the rear of the Tahoe, causing the SUV to leave the road to the right before rolling over once and coming to rest on its wheels under the underpass. DOT Officer Fox was transported to the Hamburg Rescue, by Hamburg Rescue, to the Great Memorial Hospital, where she was treated and released. She said on social media, "I'm all right. Seatbelts save lives." The Fremont County Sheriff's Office added a note saying, "Please move over or slow down for stopped vehicles on the roadway." Well, officials with the O'Fallon, Missouri-based Air Evac Life Team have announced that they're increasing their emergency air medical coverage in Iowa by adding a new air medical base in Clarinda. The base, scheduled to open in April, will be located on the campus of the Clarinda Regional Health Center, or CRHC, a 25-bed critical access hospital in Page County. Chuck Nordyke, CEO of the Clarinda Regional Health Center, said he's excited to welcome Air Evac Life Team to the community. He says, "Our EMS group is phenomenal, but the fact is that we're very rural, and having air transport capabilities is another step in advancing exceptional care." He said, "Our patients are our neighbors, families, and friends, and this helicopter is needed in our community." CRHC had been without a medical helicopter on the pad since May of 2020, when officials with LifeNet pulled LifeNet 2-3 helicopter because reimbursement models for Medicare were not sustainable for continued operations at the CRHC. LifeNet had begun operations at its Clarinda base in 2012 as part of an agreement between the hospital and Air Methods. Brandon Buckman, program director for Air Evac Life Team base said the base will serve residents within a 70-mile radius. Each crew consists of a nurse, paramedic, and pilot. The base brings 15 full-time jobs to the area, including pilots, medical crews, and an aviation maintenance technician. The company currently operates 142 air medical bases in 15 states. And that is a check of our news for this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.